Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Surely we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time, to gather in his name. Truly has blessed us, and he has been with us, and we thank God for that. We thank God for his hand of love and mercy extended unto us throughout this past week that has allowed us another day in the Lord, a day that he's made, a day we've never seen before, a day we'll never see again. But we thank him for this day and this time that he has given to us. Good to see Brother Willis out with us this morning and others, Sister Kiva, the kids. It's good to see everyone here in the house of the Lord and just thanking God for his goodness. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer before we begin service, knowing that God is able to do all things but fail. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We just want to thank you from the depths of our heart for your hand of love and your mercy extended unto us. Thanking you for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to first and foremost call upon your name, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that thou art God and beside thee there is none other, knowing that you are the creator of all mankind. You are the ruler of this earth, dear Heavenly Father, because the word of God tells us the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And Father in heaven, we thank you for knowing that, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for knowing you and the free pardon of our sins this morning. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that thou will continue to look down upon your people with favor this day. Father, we want to say a special prayer and blessing to be upon Sister Kiva right now, dear Heavenly Father. We lift up this young saint into you in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she is making strides in you, dear Heavenly Father. She's living for you, Lord God. She's learning more and more about you. And it seems as if the enemy is trying to attack her, Lord God. But in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, rebuke the enemy, dear Heavenly Father. Rebuke the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Help her to step out in faith and believe, dear Heavenly Father, and trust you, Lord God, because we know that you are able to do all things but fail, Lord God. You have been so good to each and every one of us, and you're still being good to us right now, and we thank you for that. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around her, Lord God. Grant her the faith and grant her the strength, dear Heavenly Father, to continue to trust you all the way, dear Heavenly Father. No matter what the enemy throws her way, Lord God, help her to step out in faith, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to commend it into your hands, and we know you're able to do all things. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, likewise, as you would remember, Lord, all the saints who have gathered in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Oh, Father, I didn't see her when I first came out, but Lord, you brought her to my mind, Lord God, and I'm trusting you, Lord God, that she's here, dear Father. But Lord, I thank you, Lord God, if she's here, Lord God, that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her family who cares for her. Thank you, Lord God, for her loved ones, Lord God, who have taken care of her, dear Heavenly Father, down through these years, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, truly, Lord God, what a blessing it is, dear Father, to have children like Sister Holmes has, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with them in a mighty way, Lord God, remembering Sister Carol, Lord God, in a special way this morning, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her being out this morning. Thank you, Lord, for her testimonies of your goodness to her, dear Heavenly Father. And ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you for seeing Sister Regina likewise, dear Father. And thank you for your blessings upon this dear sister, Lord God, and how you have been with her, Lord God. Even in the midnight hour, dear Father, you were there with Sister Regina, and we thank you for that, dear Father. Ask that you would bless her and keep her, Lord God, encouraged to run on this race that thou hast set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father God in heaven, this morning we pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Webb, dear Father. Oh, Father, we know, Lord God, that she has been going through therapy, Lord God, and she's had a couple setbacks, Lord God, but Father, she's trusting you, Lord God. She's staying in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. She's lifting you up, dear Heavenly Father, because she knows her healing is in you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh yeah, Lord God, you have given her these doctors, Lord God, that are taking her through therapy and various things, but ultimately, Lord God, she knows that healing is in your wings, dear Father.
and that you're able to bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for her sweet spirit, and we thank you, Lord God, for her love for the saints, Lord God, love for her family, Lord God, her brother and sister there in Michigan, Lord God, her children, Lord God, her daughters, her grands, dear Heavenly Father, and likewise her companion, Lord God, who is right there by her side. We just thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Smith out this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Dear Father, help her, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Bless her in her home, Lord God. Bless her on her job, dear Father. Bless her in her finances, Lord God. Remember her daughter, her grand, and her sister and her nephews, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Lillian, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's been struggling in her body, Lord God. She's not been able, Lord God, to get out, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray for our dear sister and ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Lillian, Lord God, and all that you've done for her, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, Lord God. It's so good to hear her voice on Wednesday night, Lord God. And Lord God, whenever she comes on, we never hear her sounding sad, Lord God, but she always sounds in an upbeat spirit, dear Lord, knowing that your body, Lord God, is failing her. But Lord, thank you, Lord God, for the scripture. Thank you for the word of God. You said, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And I believe you're renewing our dear sister in her body, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to know that we love her and we care for her and we're praying for her, Lord God, keeping her before your throne, dear Heavenly Father. Knowing you're able to do all things. Father, you made these bodies. You said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. All these little aches and pains and various things that we're going through, Lord God, you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to touch us. You're able to heal us, Lord God, and you're able to use us to your glory and to your honor and in whatever way you see fit, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Brother James, Lord God. We understand how he's helping out and caring for her, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Remember him on his job, Lord God. You blessed him with that job, dear Heavenly Father. We know you did, Lord God, because, Lord, we pray to you, Lord God, and then next thing we know, brother had a job, dear Father, and so we're asking, Lord God, just like you blessed him to get it, we know you're going to bless him to keep it, dear Father. So we just pray and lift him up to you, Lord God. Help him, Lord, not to forget you, Lord God, that you have done this for him, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord, to always to turn and give praise and glory and honor to the one, dear Heavenly Father, that supplied his need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember, Lord God, our dear brother Lavester. Thank you for him being out this morning, and remember his children, remember his daughters, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear brother and how he loved his family, Lord God, and ask that you would remember Tina, Jada, and Angela, Lord God, and not forgetting William, Lord God. We understand he's been having some problems with his vehicle, his truck, Lord God, and so we pray his safety over the highways, Lord God. Keep him safe, Lord God, we beg of thee. Father, continue to remember all the brothers, grandchildren alike, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for Brother Lavester and likewise Brother Maurice, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him. Remember his mother there in Alabama, Lord God. And even as someone said, even on last Lord's Day, just so good to hear how this brother for his mother, Lord God, whom you have blessed, Lord God. Oh, my goodness, Lord, she's in her 90s, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, and how he says she's still sharp in her mind, dear Father, and how, Lord, he just talks about her, and he beams when he's talking about his mother, Lord God, and we thank you for that and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, and be with her. We've never met her, Lord God, but through him, we've learned to love her, dear Heavenly Father, and to lift her up in prayer to you, and so we just want to thank you for that, Lord God. Remember him and Sister Lorenzine downstairs with the children, dear Lord, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember the children, Lord. We thank you for them being here, although they missed out on Sunday school, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would keep them awake, Lord God, yes, that they will be able to hear the services today, Lord God. We thank you for these children, Lord God, that you have blessed this congregation with, their Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless in every way they stand in need of. Remember Sister India, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, but we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember our dear sister. Remember her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she works some long hours hours, dear Father. And we know, Lord God, that her job, Lord God, is not an easy one, dear Heavenly Father. But we thank you, Lord, that you provided it for her, Lord God, so that she's able to provide for her family, Lord God. Thank you for little infinity, Lord God. And we continue to lift her up, Lord God, as we know, dear Father, Lord willing, in June, dear Father, she goes in for her surgery, Lord God, on her tonsils, Lord God, on her adenoids, Lord. And so we know, dear Father, you're able to go ahead and prepare the way, dear Heavenly Father. Bless this little child, Lord God. We thank you for her. Thank you for her sweetness, Lord God, and her sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with her as she goes to school. Likewise with all of our children. These are the final days, Lord God, for them this school year, dear Father. Many of them get out this week, Lord God. And so we pray for our children. Pray for their summer months, Lord God, that you would keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father, with all the turmoil in our land, all the shooting, all the gun violence, and all the various things. We pray that you would protect our children from this, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the children in the world, dear Heavenly Father. Remember mothers and fathers who are raising their children in these perilous times in which we live, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you keep these children from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Father God in heaven, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Lawrence Seen, and thank you for what you've done for her, how she's feeling much better in her body, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Give guidance, give direction, Lord God, and all the things that we need to do, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, even in myself, dear Heavenly Father, we have to know, Lord God, and call upon you on what we ought to eat and what not to eat, dear Heavenly Father. Some things that we're eating, especially in this day and time in which we are living, may not, dear Heavenly Father, be beneficial to our bodies, Lord God, and maybe hurting us in some way, dear Father. So help us, Lord God, to in all thy ways to acknowledge you. You said you would direct our path. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Fran. It was good to see her on yesterday, Lord God. And oh, Father God, and her struggles, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God. She still had a sweet spirit about her. She still had a smile on her face. She still was praising you, Lord God. Although her body likewise, dear Heavenly Father, is deteriorating and going down, Lord God, her inward man is still renewed in you, dear Father. And we thank you for that. Oh, Father, she looked like she just shined brighter even on yesterday, Amen. Lord God. Her clothing, Lord God, she had on a nice, bright, pretty orange color, Lord God. And we could just see the glow of you, dear Father. And we thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God, as she struggles through these things, dear Heavenly Father, that's happening in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Lift her up, dear Father, where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened and give her the victory over the enemy of her soul. Father, likewise, remember Brother Scott's mother, Lord God, Sister Isabella, dear Father, we thank you for what you're doing for her, Lord God, as she's going through all of her treatments for cancer, Lord God, and ask that you would bless our dear sister in a mighty, mighty way. Be with her, Lord God, we beg of thee. Father, thank you for all the saints who have gathered here. We thank you for Brother Willis being out this morning. It's good to see him, Lord God, and help him, Lord God, to get anchored down in your word, dear Father, anchored down in your service for him, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your great plan of salvation is for all mankind, and Lord God, you left it on record for a reason, dear Heavenly Father. Help us all, Lord God, to embrace it, to receive it, dear Heavenly Father. Open hearts, minds, and souls, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you all things that you do, Lord God, are for the good of mankind. Father, remember Brother Sammy Mann, dear Father. We was hoping that he would be able to be out today, Lord God. Likewise with his daughter Karen. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would remove these obstacles, Lord God, that are in their way, dear Heavenly Father. Just seems almost every Sunday, Lord God, the enemy is throwing up something, Lord God, or putting something there, Lord God, to prevent them from being in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Help them to recognize that it's the enemy, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, to press on, dear Heavenly Father. Or we pray, Lord God, that you remember souls everywhere, Lord God, this morning, and ask that you would speak to hearts, Lord God. Remember the souls around this church. Remember Rob across the street, Rose, dear Father, Miss Taylor, Lord God. Oh, Mr. Curtis on the back, dear Heavenly Father. We're praying for these souls and the other ones, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, this house of God has been here for many years, dear Father, and we've been a pillar in this community, Lord God, and we thank you for that because it's because of you, dear Heavenly Father, through the food pantry services that's been going on for years and years under the leadership of the late Brother Amos Fluellen and his wife, the late Sister Fluellen, dear Father. And Lord, we've continued on with that, dear Heavenly Father, and you are truly still blessing, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that the community will see, dear Heavenly Father, the work that is being done for you, Lord God, on their behalf, dear Heavenly Father, along with, dear Heavenly Father, the fish and chicken fry, Lord God, and the turkey giveaway, Lord God, and oh, just various things that this house of God has done for this community. We just pray that you would bless and have thine own way. Father God in heaven, we pray for those in the media room and ask that you would remember Sister Melita, and we thank you for her, Lord God, as she draws in those, dear Heavenly Father, who are calling in to hear the word of God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We don't ever want, dear Heavenly Father, for her to think it's a mindless job, because it's an important position, dear Father, an important part of the ministry of you, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that Sister has taken it very seriously and she's at her post, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember Brother PJ, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to be more attentive to the things of you, Lord God, and help him. We understand, Lord God, that he's going through some things. We understand, Lord God, that Lord, he lost his father, and you know, and but we know, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God, to comfort. You're able to bring us through any situation, Lord God, that this life has to offer, dear Heavenly Father, and give to us, Lord God, if we keep our hand in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember those who are calling in and hearing the word of God, and if there's any on there, dear Father, that do not know thee yet, dear Heavenly Father, in the free pardon of their sins, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the words of the message, Lord God, will speak to their heart, dear Father, penetrate, dear Heavenly Father, through that stony heart that will bring them to salvation, Lord God. We pray likewise that you remember our brothers and sisters who are calling in too, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her and ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember, Lord, likewise, Sister Ferris Day, Lord God, out of Boston, Lord God, and pray for her and her family, Lord God. Thank you for them, dear Father, what you've done for her, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, and we just ask that you would bless in every way we stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. There are others on there, Lord God. I may not be able to call out their names, but Lord God, we just, Sister Saunders down in Florida, thank you, Sister Saunders, Lord God, as she's listening in, Lord God, down in Florida, dear Father, thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and everything that you've done for her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and for her praise, dear Father, to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, when she sends, Lord God, her notes, Lord God, and when she sends her tithes in, dear Father, and we see, Lord God, how she, Lord God, is preaching that to us, Lord God, and sharing the good news about Jesus with us, Lord God. We thank you for that, and we know, Lord God, that you're keeping her strong in the faith, dear Father. Help her to know, Lord God, we're lifting her up in prayer, Lord God. Remember her household. Remember her companion. Remember her daughters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, her son, Lord God, and her grands, dear Father, and the great-grands, if she has them, Lord God. We just ask that you bless her whole household, dear Heavenly Father, and we know that Sister Sanders is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning and ask that you would remember even our world and the condition in which it's in, Father, praying for our president, our vice president, our leaders of this world, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our Congress, Lord God, and remember those, Lord God, who sit in positions of authority, Lord God, who are able, dear Heavenly Father, to take care of situations, Lord God, as we sit here with this debt looming, dear Heavenly Father, and maybe causing seniors not to get their Social Security checks and veterans not to get their pay, Lord God, but yet the lawmakers will still be paid. Help them, Lord God, to see that this is not according to your word, dear Father, not according to your will, Lord God. You said when the power is within them to be able to do something, Lord God, that you expect them to do it, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, you can't lead without you, dear Heavenly Father. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for these lawmakers. We pray for those that are, dear Heavenly Father, in these positions, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, we have seniors right here in our congregation, Lord God, and this is their income that comes in, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you make a move, dear Heavenly Father, upon them, dear Father, upon hearts, upon minds, upon souls, dear Heavenly Father, because you said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. for he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, Lord God. And Lord, we know, dear Heavenly Father, that some, Lord God, this is the only income they have, Lord God. And so, Lord God, they're going to lean heavily upon you because we know you're able to do all things but fail. So have thine own way, Lord God. We beg of thee this day. Father, remember, Lord God, our officer, Lord God, we thank you for him and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father, there on the parking lot. Watch over him, protect him, keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee. Oh, Father, we just want that we don't want to forget, Lord God. We know we have another prayer coming up, but Lord, you're bringing to my mind to remember, Lord God, the Bible study week. It is upon us. It's here, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, and we're looking forward to hearing what you have given to our dear brother, Lord God. Looking forward to be here in the house of the Lord every day this week, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, worshiping with the people of God. And most of all, dear Father, learning more about you, drawing closer and closer to you as we see the day appearing, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those who are able to get out, help them to be out, dear Heavenly Father. And if we're not, help them to call in on Zoom, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear Father, for our dear brethren as they prepare, Lord God, for this week of Bible study. Ask that you would bless Brother Levester, dear Father, Brother Maurice, Lord God, not only them, but Lord God, bless all of us, dear Father, that will be here to hear, dear Father, what you have given unto them. Help us to receive it with open hearts and minds, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that it is the word of God, and it is good for our souls, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way, Lord God. We know, dear Father, we have another prayer coming up, but we just want to thank you this morning for allowing us the privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would remember me as I preach the word of God, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, I need you, dear Father. I need you in a mighty way, Lord God, to be able to stand before your people, Lord God, and those who are listening in, dear Father, and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Now have thine own way. And remember, Sister Blake, dear Father, I thank you for her and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We know, Lord God, if it be your will, even on this coming Saturday, Lord God, at the food pantry, Lord God, she will do the food pantry service and help it out, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless her and give her the words. You would have her to share with those, Lord God, who will come in, dear Heavenly Father. Remember in the services today, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, as she helps me out, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for that. Likewise, Sister Millicent, as she leads the devotional service, be with her, dear. Likewise, we pray in the name of Jesus. And not forgetting our dear superintendent, Brother Byron, thank you for him, Lord God. And ask your continued blessings upon our dear brother, dear Father. We know, Lord God, as he studies the word and how you're using him to your glory and to your honor, remember him, Lord God, as their upcoming trip is coming up on this weekend, dear Father, if you allow it to be, Lord God. And we just pray, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless him and his family. Be with them in a special way, Lord God, this day. Now have thine own way in our lives, Lord God. We don't want to forget anyone, so just remember all of your people in a mighty way, Lord God, this morning, dear Father. We need you, dear Father. We need you, dear Father, every hour of the day. We need you. Oh, we can't live without you, dear Heavenly Father. We can't do anything without you. I know I can't, dear Lord, and I thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for me and my family, and ask that you would bless in every endeavor, that it will all be done to your glory and to your honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we thank you. Amen and amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless you.
We turn in our hymnals to page 105. 105 in the Worship of the Lord.
It's God.
Amen.
See the sun giving light. It's God. Feel the breeze in the trees. It's God. And the all that I feel, it's God. It's God. It's God. Yeah. giving light is God. Feel the breeze in the trees is God. And the love that I feel is God.
God.
Praise our God.
Know it's God. Amen.
Amen. It's so good to know that it's God.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to know that it's God, we have to know God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for his goodness.
Yeah.
Thank him for his blessings this day. He's allowed us to come out to the house of God. So good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
It's so good to see Brother Willis. Amen. Sister Dalton, so glad to see you this morning. Thank God. Sister Holmes is here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Each one of us, I know we're all glad to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. It's just an honor and a privilege to be able to come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
So we give God glory this morning for all that he has done and all that we know he's able to do. We're thankful that he hears our prayers.
Amen.
We're thankful that he knows our heart.
Yes.
Amen. Every word that's in our tongue, he knows all about it. Even before we speak it, he knows. And that's our almighty God. Amen. We're giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her, for the strength that he daily gives her, and for the prayer that the Spirit of God placed in her heart this morning, even to prepare our hearts for worship. We're just thankful to be here this morning. Our responsive reading is found in Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 1-4. We thank God for the series of messages.
Amen.
We know that God wants us to know all about salvation. We don't want to be ignorant of God's word. And so God anoints his messengers to preach it. He even anoints his word when we read it.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Because we are reading not so God can hear us. God knows what his word is. We're reading for the good of our own souls.
Amen. Thank the
Lord. So we thank God for his precious, precious word. Amen. If you are able to stand, I'll ask if you would stand as we read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1-4, as we read that responsively, we'll tarry for a moment. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're thankful that the Lord has blessed Sister Holmes to be here this morning.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. As we tarry one for another. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. According to his own will. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for this great salvation. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are requests for prayer. We know that because of this great salvation, we can pray to God and have confidence that our prayers will be heard because he saved us. And so he's told us to pray without ceasing. And so we thank God for that precious promise. And we know that that promise is true. Because when we are his children, he hears our prayers and he answers our prayers. And so at this time, we will ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Smith, rejoicing in this beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us to be here, and just remember her unsaved loved ones. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes thanks the Lord that she's able to be here this morning, and she thanks the saints for their prayers. Amen. Sister Carol. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol is thanking God for blessing her over the highways. And all the, her travels and keeping her through the night. Amen. Allowing her to be here in the house of God and remember her unsaved loved ones. Brother Jackson.
No details yet. Mr. Walter has his daughter said that we could call him, but she got very much on that for just about a year.
Yes.
Walter, I just, we should say it. I just picture him grieving over her.
Yes.
I thought they were still in Dayton. I had no idea that they were down in Georgia. May I call us at least because her birthday is the 1st of May. Her name is Miriam.
Amen.
Danny, his family, his friends.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. be Christians and welcome it right before the Lord. We still talk to the reality of
it. Yeah, yeah. Amen, amen. Remember Brother Levester's family, his brother Walter lost his wife. Remember that family, remember their children. He said his Brother Jackson's niece, Maymay, and Donnie, their children and all their grandchildren and so on. I was just thinking on this past Tuesday when we were praying, you prayed specifically for them. You called out their name. You called out that family's name, not knowing that you would get that call. So remember Brother Jackson's family much in prayer and their bereavement. So she'd be your sister-in-law, your brother Walter's wife. So Brother Jackson's sister-in-law passed. And so remember that family much in prayer. And also remember Brother Jackson's brother, Walter, who's suffering with dementia as well. Yes, Mr. Dalton. Amen. 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 Mr. Dalton said, thanks the Lord for letting me be here today and just pray for him that God will strengthen his faith, increase his faith. Amen. And God is able to do that. And when your heart is willing, God will increase your faith, even to the place of salvation. So we will continue to pray for you.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb text, and I'm sitting down because my one foot swelled up yesterday after all the activities yesterday, so I got to be able to stand. But Sister Webb said, well, please remember her husband. Remember all of them, but a special prayer for her husband. He's got this real deep cough, and the doctors are concerned because of his heart. Take him in. So remember them much.
Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Webb. Remember Sister Webb's family, her husband, who has a really deep cough. They have to take him in because of these past issues with his heart. And we continue to remember Sister Webb as well. We know that she's going through a physical therapy, and the Lord will bless and heal her as well, and their entire family.
Likewise, I understand Sister Cuba lost her aunt too.
Amen. So remember Sister Cuba and her family. Sister Cuba lost her aunt. Yeah. Much prayer. Remember Pastor Jenkins. She will come before us. We know she said that her foot is swollen, but she will stand to proclaim the word. So hold her up in prayer. You know, the Lord is able to touch that foot even before it's time to stand to proclaim the word. The Lord is able to take that swelling down. So remember her much in prayer.
Just continue remembering me, Sister Blake, in body and soul.
Amen. Sister Millicent. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here, saints, and just keep me in your prayers. I'll be the Lord's will leaving out this week down the Lord.
Amen.
Keep my wife in my prayers.
Amen.
And likewise, my left foot is giving me a little trouble.
Yes. Amen. Remember Brother Byron. He and his companion will be traveling at the end of the week. The Lord will bless them, keep them in his care. Remember Brother Byron and his body. His left foot has some swelling. And Sister Lillian, her left foot and ankle had some swelling. So continue to remember her in prayer. She was doing some better than she was this time last week. So we thank God for that. And just continue to hold her up in prayer.
Okay.
Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Carol in body. Remember her back. Amen. The Lord will strengthen her. Yes. Continue to remember. Remember food pantry. I know that Pastor Jenkins has already prayed. Remember the food pantry. Lord's will this Saturday. And I know we know that on Saturday morning, no doubt, but Brother Byron will be thinking of us as we're thinking of him. I know I'll be thinking of him. I pray that the Lord will give me a message as I stand in the gap to make up the hedge for our dear brother, that the Lord might get the glory.
Remember Brother DeAndre, he looks like he's limping in too. So.
Yes. Amen. Remember Brother DeAndre in prayer. He's limping also. Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
need you. Amen. Amen. The Lord knows and can grant it. He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. So remember Sister Maria's request for Brother DeAndre's co-worker who had a mini stroke. And as she said, it's a wake up call. It's a wake up call. You have to just kind of many times stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. All general requests. Yeah, thank God for His goodness. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask Brother Jackson if you would render prayer. Thank God. Thank God for you. We know that the Lord will give you utterance. Amen. And if anyone with a special need, you can come and even bowing at an altar of prayer.
In your bulletin, you should have a sheet. Jesus never fails.
There we go. Amen. Jesus never fails. We'll sing all three verses and then we'll come back and sing the chorus.
Earthly friends may prove untrue, doubts and fears assail. One still loves and cares for you, one who will not fail. Though the sky be dark and drear, fierce and just remember He is near, and He will not fail. In life's dark and bitter hour, love will still prevail. Trust
never
Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Father, we truly thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, dear Heavenly Father, to be in the land of the living, dear Heavenly Father, to see the bright sunshine and become before you, dear Heavenly Father, and fear and embracing your loving kindness, dear Heavenly Father, that you have given us, and the honor to come before you in prayer and bring in all these petitions that have been spoken of today, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember each and every request, because there's some that may not have spoken and there's some that may have slipped my mind, but Lord, you know. So we ask that your ministering spirit, that gather all of them, dear Heavenly Father, and lay them down at the throne of thy foot. And we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember Sister Renee, Minister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, her foot, dear Heavenly Father, and even swelling, dear Heavenly Father, is subject to you, dear Heavenly Father, that she may give you the glory and honor when this day is all over and she has done what you have given her to give to us, dear Heavenly Father, that she truly may say amen, and all of us may receive whatever you have sent to her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your ministering spirit, dear Heavenly Father, that opened up the church doors this morning for guests, and dear Heavenly Father, for the elder, dear Heavenly Father, and Sister Vivian Holmes, and thank you for her daughter bringing her here, dear God, and good to see her. Strengthens us, dear Heavenly Father, as well as strengthens her. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you do for her and what you're going to do for her, dear Heavenly Father, and her family, that she can be of this age, dear God, and be an example, a solid example to her family members, dear God. Remember this soul in her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in body and in spirit, and spirit and body in her walk with thee, dear God. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Kiba, dear Heavenly Father. And I understand she has death in her family, dear God. Remember her, dear Heavenly Father, and her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. I want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for Mr. Dalton being here today, and remember his prayer requests. Brother Willis, dear Heavenly Father, being here, dear God, and I thank you, Lord, for these young men, dear God, that they may continue to come, that they may receive strength, dear Heavenly Father, and embrace the power that you would give them to become as sons of God, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them and their walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Maria and her prayer request, and remember the child, dear Heavenly Father, is going to be coming soon, dear Heavenly Father. We may see his face, dear God. And remember Brother DeAndre and his walk with you, dear God, and on his job, dear Heavenly Father. And just remember him, he's going and he's coming, dear God. And he's trying to provide for his family. Remember Liam and Tatum, dear God, as they continue to grow. We remember all the children here, Matthew and London and Haley and Grant, dear God, and little Olivia, remember her, dear Heavenly Father. And remember Sister India, dear Heavenly Father, and she's working. And remember her daughter, Infinity, dear God. And ask that you remember my brother Reggie. I seen him sitting there downstairs there, dear Heavenly Father. Remember him and Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence. Remember them and their walk with thee, dear God. And I ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, being here also, dear God. And we, Sister Beverly Carroll, how we enjoyed her input, dear Heavenly Father, in the Sunday school lesson this morning. And also Sister Kiva, dear God. And Brother Willis had a few comments. And remember them, dear Heavenly Father. It's good, dear Heavenly Father. Everybody cannot sit in the presence, dear Heavenly Father, and enjoy a day like this with you. They're out there in cutting grass or other activities, dear Heavenly Father, that they do, and not knowing these in the partner they send. I want to take this opportunity to ask that you will continue to have your mercy and grace upon them, all those that do not know thee and the pardons of their sin. Let them know, dear Heavenly Father, what they are missing, dear God. I thank you for your unconditional love and your patience that you have upon each and every one of us, my Lord. I ask that you remember Sister Melita and the radio room, and remember her daughter Jasmine and her family, her entire family. Remember them, dear God, and all those on the radio land. I ask that you remember them, my family members, my son William and Angela and Tina and Jada, dear Heavenly Father. I spoke with her yesterday, dear God, and also Tina texted me this morning, said, Dad, I'm going to be tuned in. Have a good day. Love you. And remember her and her, Lord, that there not just be a hearer, but a doer of the word, and do what's right before you, dear Heavenly Father, so you can truly, truly bless them, dear God, and walk with thee. And Lord, I ask you for the word that we're going to hear today, dear Heavenly Father, may be indeed food for our soul, dear God. I ask that you remember Sister Patricia Blake, dear Heavenly Father, and this upcoming food pantry, dear God, and give her the words, dear Heavenly Father, to speak, dear Heavenly Father, for all that we do to this community and all those that come out and see, both physical and spiritual, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the homeless and the poor, dear Heavenly Father, and bless all those, dear Heavenly Father, that give unto them spiritual and physical, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them. Remember all the pedestrians. School will be coming out, letting out school soon, dear Heavenly Father. And concern a little bit about our children. How I hear these people flying up and down these side streets where the speed limit is only 25 or residential is 25. It's no, especially when you've got homes and children that dash out in the street without knowing it. Lord, help those, dear Heavenly Father, that they may obey the laws of the land, dear Heavenly Father. And we've got a holiday coming up, dear God, and so much wickedness in this world today. We ask that you remember each and every step that's been taken, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know that thy law is true, dear God, and it's no other. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a court they set up here on this earth, dear Heavenly Father, for whatever reason. They're going against thy law, dear Heavenly Father, and thy law is going to prevail, and I thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen her in body and in spirit, and spirit in body. And not forgetting Sister Marietta Smith, I ask that you remember her and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. And continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father. And remember all the widows and the widowers, the widows indeed, dear God. And the elders and seniors all over, all the pedestrians, both young and old, dear God. And just to continue to remember your people. Lord, we love you, and we can want to do your will, dear God. And I ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. She may remember her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father. She prays for him a lot, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her, dear Heavenly Father, although the weather is nice and you want to get outside and kind of hard to resist, dear Heavenly Father, flowers and things that you like to do and what you used to do, but also give her understanding and wisdom, dear Heavenly Father. She may be in harmony with thy spirit and with her body parts, dear Heavenly Father. She won't hurt herself or fall or anything like that. I ask that you remember Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father, and his companion Judy, as they'll be leaving, understand the latter part of this week, going to Florida, dear Heavenly Father, get a few days off and probably see their children and remember them and their walk and their travels going and coming, dear Heavenly Father. He's already prayed up, dear Heavenly Father, so give him this sweet peace that he can just lay back and enjoy, dear Heavenly Father, his little vacation there. And bless all those on the prayer list. And Lord, I ask that you remember most of us know him, Clenzo Fox, Lord, that his brother passed away, and they're going to be having the funeral this coming Tuesday, dear Heavenly Father, and for him, dear God, and remember him. He's up there in the age, along with Sister Holmes. I think he told told me that he was the same age and remember him. And my brother Walter, my Lord, my God, I ask that you remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember his daughter, Maymay, dear God, is taking care of his arrangements. Remember Donnie, his son, dear Heavenly Father, and all of his grandchildren. Lord, I learning more about this dementia and the other Alzheimer's, dear Heavenly Father, goes along with that. And remember Walter, dear God, he's July, he'll be have a birthday. I think he would be 85, and he's up there in age. And my brother James, remember him. He should be 83. And remember me, Lord, it's coming October. I'll be in my 80s, dear God. And I just thank you with everything that you have done for me, what you're going to do, dear God. And remember all those in bereavement, their souls leaving this world, young and old, each and every day. We all walk through the valley of death, dear Heavenly Father, but with you by our side and giving us directions in this life, dear Heavenly Father, this is a wicked world. But you already know that because you have told us, dear Heavenly Father, in thy word. So help us to stay steadfast in prayer and give me all the praise and glory and honor in our life each and every day that you allow us to be in the land of the living.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. I ask that you bless the word, bless the offering, dear Heavenly Father, and let everything be done to thy glory. That's why we are here, to glorify you and lift you up in our prayers and our walk with thee. In Christ's name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you,
Jan.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for poor Brother Jackson. Yeah. And before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. Seems like May just started. This is the third Sunday of the month. Special offering for today is for the food pantry. And we may place that as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Shall we be agreed in prayer?
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for all the foregoing prayers, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would knit these together as one prayer, Lord, for we are one people in thee.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. Realizing, Lord, Father, that every blessing, Lord, that we have received, Lord, has come from thee.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we give you glory and we give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord, for what you have done, dear Lord, in our lives. And Lord, you have provided us, dear God, with the means, dear God, even to feed and clothe our bodies, dear God. Lord, roof over our heads, dear Father, and even ways, modes of transportation, dear God, to get from one place to another or whatever that mode might be. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, as we bring them into your storehouse.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you would do with them according to your own will, dear God. Lord, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, to those, Lord, that you have entrusted, dear God. Lord, to distribute, dear God, to the needs, dear Father, of those, Lord, that you place before us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. Lord, multiply, Lord, even, Lord, these tithes and offerings, Lord, as only you can, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to multiply them, dear God, so that, Lord, souls will be affected, dear God, even beyond, Lord, what the reach, Lord, that we could even imagine, dear God. But you do these things because you are God, and beside you there is no other. So have your way, dear God, even as we bring in these tithes and offerings. Use each gift and giver according to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I would be wholly thine. I would do thy will divine. From the womb and sin. The world of sin and self I would be free. On the altar now I lie, and with all my heart I cry, let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. Let the fire fall on me. Let the fire fall on me. The fire of Pentecost comes to me, sin and wrath. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. I would have sufficient grace, every soul to bravely face, and an overcomer evermore to be. That I will might fill my place, and that I may win the race, let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. Let the fire fall on me. Let the fire fall on me. The fire of Pentecost consuming sin and wrath. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. Holy Spirit from above, fill my longing soul with love, till the Master's image all in me may see. Make me gentle, true, and kind, meek of heart and humble mind. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on thee. Oh, let the fire fall on thee. Let the fire fall on thee. The fire of Pentecost consuming sin and dross. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on thee. In the kingdom I would stay, there to labor night and day. Any way and anywhere thy will may be. But that I may do my best, and that others may be blessed, let the holy fire from heaven fall on thee. Oh, let the fire fall on me. Let the fire fall on me. The fire of Pentecost consuming sin and wrath. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me.
Amen.
Let the fire fall on me. The fire of Pentecost, consuming sin and dross. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me.
Amen. That's a spiritual work, isn't it? That's in the natural man. That's in the, you want fire falling on you? Yes. Yes. The fire of Pentecost consuming sin and draw. Burn it up. Amen. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank, we know that our God is a consuming fire. Amen. With a purpose, not to harm us, but to help us.
Yes.
Praise our God. Thank God for service thus far.
thank God for the prayers that have been rendered. Thank God for the songs of Zion that have prepared our hearts. Amen. Amen. We want our hearts to be good ground to receive the word that's been preached. So it's been tilled up and it's been prepared.
Amen.
We want the seed of God's word to be planted there that it may grow, that we may bear fruit. So we will stand, offer a word of prayer for our pastor, bearing in mind that she's afflicted at her foot, but knowing that her heart and her heart is to stand and to do the will of God.
Amen.
And so we're going to lift her up in prayer to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, Lord, for the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thanking you, Lord, that our pastor has her feet shod in just this way, dear God. Lord, even as she stands before us, dear God. Lord, her left foot may be swollen, dear God, but we know that her feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace that she might proclaim the accepted day of the Lord, that she may preach to us about your great salvation, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her from on high, dear God. Touch her body, dear Father. Touch, Lord, that swelling. Lord, don't give her any pain, dear God, in that. Strengthen her frame, dear God, Lord, that she may preach the word of God to us. And Lord, touch our hearts, dear Father, to receive this word, Lord, which is good for our souls. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, seal up any cracks, dear God, Lord, in our life, in our heart, in our walk, dear God, with your precious word, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to want to receive it, dear God, Lord, that, Lord, any place, dear God, that we're not, Lord, where we should be, Lord, that we may be made whole, dear God, according to your word. And Father, if there are any, dear God, who are not saved, dear Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your ministering spirit, Lord, would go to them, dear God, and speak to their hearts, dear God, that they would receive your word. Help them, Lord, not to run from it, dear God, but truly, Lord, to receive it into their hearts, dear God, for your word is the only hope of life, dear God, when this physical life is over. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God, in this service, dear God. And Lord, preach to us, dear Father, in the power of the Spirit. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our pastor, Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Giving glory and honor to God, we truly want to thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for the prayers. We know we have a busy upcoming week here, and we just thank God that he has blessed us to be here today. Thank him. We're looking forward to this week. Don't want to wish away our lives, but we're looking forward to it because we know that God has some good in it for us. Brothers have been studying, and you know, Lord, that God has blessed them and given them what they need to share with us, and we thank God for giving honor to God, giving honor to Sister Blake, to this congregation, this body of Christ. We thank God. As it's been said, it's good to see those out today. Good to see Mr. Dalton. Good to see Brother Willis, and especially good to see Sister Holmes with us. She's been here the last two Sundays. I know this is probably the first time either Brother Dalton and Brother Willis has met Sister Holmes. So we thank God for that. And it's good to see everyone here today. Don't want to miss anyone, but because it's good to have all the saints of God. And Sister Lillian's online, and we thank God for it. Let's keep a prayer on our hearts for Sister Webb's husband. We want to make sure that we continue to pray and lift him up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And likewise, Sister India and Little Infinity. Let's continue to hold them up in prayer. In our hearing, we read Hebrews, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. I trust you have your Bibles today, and I'm saying to the young people, wake up and get your Bibles. Get something to write with. I'm not for sure what time you went to bed last night, but quite a few of you are sleepy. Let's wake up. Come on. Sit up to God's word. Amen. We read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. We would like to go back to verse 3 of Hebrews 2 to get the subject. The Lord has laid on my heart I know we've been plugging away at this, but we thank God because, as I shared with Brother Byron and Sister Blake this morning, there's so much in the Word of God. And I thank God because Sister Blake was sharing with us, because I had shared with them. I said, you know, every time I get to reading, I hear Brother on Wednesday night and I read the Sunday school lesson, God has given me more and more. And Sister said, well, Brother Marie said the same thing. Every time he looks at God has given him more and more. So we know that that's how God works. The Spirit of the Lord works. He gives us more and more of the Word of God to be able to share with God's people. God wants us to be full saints of God. And as we've said before, this is one eating that we can eat all we want. We can get as fat as we want in the Lord. Now, I know in the natural we don't want to, but in the spiritual we can get just as fat as we'd like in the Lord. Amen? Amen. God doesn't matter. He'll just give us spandex and keep on spanning out. Amen? So we thank God for that. Amen. Hebrews 3, chapter 2, excuse me, verse 3 of our reading this morning. Lord bless. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. This is part 5 of this series that we've been through. You see, throughout this series, the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to us that God's great plan of salvation is for anyone who believeth in Christ Jesus. The message of salvation is one that brings individuals fully and completely to Almighty God. God's plan of salvation was formulated before the foundation of the world. And no other religious movement can compare with all that is ours in Christ Jesus when we find salvation. There's forgiveness, we're told in the Word of God. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then there's justification. Romans 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in a time, saints, where people are walking around and they just want peace in their life. But the only peace that we can have in this life is when we've been justified by faith. The Word of God says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the peace that I want. The peace that my sins have been forgiven. He goes on to say in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Oh, praise our God. And also there's adoption. We're told these words in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18. And will be a father unto you. Have you found that to be so, that God has been a father unto us? And ye shall be my sons. And what a privilege for us to be his sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And then there's the promise of eternal life. We are told in John 3, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, what a glorious life the gospel offers to us. Those of us who have found that materialism and worldly pleasures are not the answers to our deepest yearnings of the heart. God's plan of salvation is deliverance from sin. You see, mankind was in a fallen state because of the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But God, we are told in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 4, you're told these words, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. You think about it. When you and I were dead in sin, God loved us through his grace. It says, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. See, we didn't do anything for this salvation, but thank God it was offered to you and I. He said it has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Have you found that fellowship with the Lord? Have you found that now that you've been saved, you are sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? You are there with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we are heirs. And not only that, we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Praise our God. He said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. You think about us, saints of God. Oh, we are glorified in knowing Jesus Christ. We thank God for being able to be children of God. Thank God for being able to sit in heavenly places with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What an honor for us now that we are saved. You see, God had a rescue plan. And that rescue plan was that of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Praise our God. That his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, would die for the sins of the world. Oh, as the scripture says, even when we were dead in our sins, the death of Christ Jesus on the cross fully paid our sin debt that you and I owe. We're told in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 2, and it says, and he is a propitiation, meaning the atonement for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world. You see, his resurrection from the dead demonstrated his sacrifice, that it was indeed sufficient, and that salvation has now been made available to all mankind. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how? We're told in Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 31, it says there, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Oh, you see, simply saying, I believe in Jesus, is not what this scripture is saying that is all to salvation. Yeah. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3, verse 3, that except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then he said in verse 7 of that same scripture, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And then in Romans, the 9th chapter, look at what he says with these words. This is Paul speaking here. In Romans 9, verse 9. He says these words. He said, but if thou shalt confess, he said, with thy mouth, praise our God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, I know what the world is saying today. The world is running around and just telling folks, all you got to do is believe. Believe in Jesus, or believe there is a Jesus in heaven. That is not what the scripture is saying. The scripture is letting us know that you got to go on a little further than that. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You see, this great plan of salvation can only be found in Jesus Christ. He and he alone is the source of our salvation. He and he alone is the source of salvation for all mankind. Oh, to the lost this afternoon that are listening in, if you want to escape the fires of hell, and if you want to enter into the glories of heaven, you will do so through none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the crowning glory of salvation that was promised to all mankind. When we enter into the presence of the King, we have a home in heaven reserved for us, and awards that await each and every one of us. You think about what Jesus said to his apostles. He told them in the word of God. He was there with them.
He said to them in John, the 14th chapter, these words. And saints of God, I believe this is something you and I can, we can embrace this in this world in which we are living in today. When we think about all the trouble that's going on in our world, when we think about all the things that are happening every weekend here in the city of Columbus, in the state of Ohio, we are hearing of murders and mass murders. Young people are going into eternity. I was listening to the news the other day, one of the young people that used to attend Sunday school here, it came here a couple times to Sunday school. He got shot and killed at the age of 13. I said to Brother Tony that it was a young one that was in Sunday school. Death is real. It is happening, saints of God, on a multitude that our little finite minds cannot understand. We cannot understand what's happening because the devil is raging in our society right now. But look at what Jesus says to you and I. And look at what he said to the disciples back there. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Do you believe in Jesus Christ this afternoon? Do you believe that he is the Savior of the world? Do you believe that he came to redeem mankind that were lost in their sins? He went on to say, in my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, saints of God, you think about these comforting words that Jesus has given to us. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, our Savior is letting us know that in his Father's house, there are many mansions. Oh, and he's gone to prepare that place for those of us that have believed in him, that have made a confession unto salvation. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, oh, look at what the promise he has given to you and I. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Do we believe the word of God? He said that where I am, there you may be also. Do you want to be with Christ? Do you want to live throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity with Jesus Christ? Then come to Jesus. Come and allow him to be your Lord and Savior and stop living for the devil.
Amen. Amen.
He said, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Praise our God. This is what our Savior has done for you and I. He taught us not to let our hearts be troubled. Oh, saints of God, don't be troubled by all the things that are going on. But turn our lives over to Jesus Christ. Learn how to live for Almighty God. Because Jesus alone can save the soul of man.
Amen.
The way to follow God's plan of salvation is to fully believe in the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Yes, God has provided for our salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. And all we must do is receive it by faith. We must fully trust in Jesus alone as our Savior. In John 14, verse 6, he says there, I am the way. He said the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God.
Yes.
And then in Acts 4:12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Note the word must.
Mm-hmm.
He alone can save the soul of man. That is God's plan of salvation. Unfortunately, many people today have distorted the meaning of salvation. Biblical salvation that the Holy Spirit has given to us in the past messages in this series is far deeper than just saying, I believe in Jesus. Salvation is a gift from God, and we are saved by grace through faith in him. You see, as Brother Byron and Sister Blake and I were talking downstairs, and we were speaking about how deeper the salvation is, Brother Byron reminded us of a scripture in Matthew, the 24th chapter, where Jesus said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You got to endure all the way to the end. You can't get into this salvation and say, I'm gonna step out on God. Or I'm not going to continue on. God wants us to endure all the way through the end because he has provided the means for us to be able to get through this plan of salvation all the way to the end. Praise our God. Praise our God. True salvation and true holiness, as we've said, gets to the root of our problem. And that root is the problem of sin. Sin is a condition of the heart that has been away from Almighty God in preference to all the things of God. We are told in Hebrews 12, verse 14, that without holiness, no man can see the Lord. Without Christ's holiness, we'll never see God, but with it we will. Only believing in Christ Jesus can one's human heart be changed and replaced with a heart of flesh. On last Lord's Day, we ended with speaking about the broad and narrow way in the Word of God that's found in Matthew, the 7th chapter. We talked about how the broad way is wide open and that there are no restrictions on this road and that the narrow way is the way that Jesus tells us to enter in. You see, in this narrow way, you cannot take your sins with you. When you walk the narrow way, you must choose to give up all your rights for God's way. You can no longer do as you please, but you must do those things that please Almighty God. You cannot make the rules. Sister was saying downstairs, I thank God for, we are not the editors of God's word. We're not on some kind of an editorial board and saying, well, God, this is working and this scripture here we don't want or that scripture we don't want. No, we don't make the rules. Praise our God. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, he says to keep my commandments. Praise our God. And then he went on to say, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. You see, the comforter of Almighty God is abiding with you and I. He is helping us through this life that we don't have to let our hearts be troubled about the things that are going on. And then in verse 23 of that same scripture, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words and my Father will love him and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise our God. Here Jesus is telling us that we must make every effort to love Jesus Christ and to keep his commandments that God has been left on record for us. And then in Luke 6:46, he says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord? And do not the things which I say. You see, if you love Jesus, you will keep his commandments. Praise our God. Turn with me to Luke 13. Jesus in verse 24, look at what these words that he says to you and I. You know, I know there's a lot of folks who say, well, you know, sis, I can't live this way. I can't make it. Oh, but look at what Jesus said in verse 24 of Luke. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Praise our God. Here Jesus is telling us that we must make every effort possible to enter in at the straight gate. This gate is a narrow gate. It's a constricted way. It's a gate there you cannot go through and carelessly and recklessly serve Almighty God. You cannot be stumbling around in your walk with Almighty God. Praise our God. See, to enter in the straight gate means to follow Jesus Christ. It means to obey his commandments at all costs. Whether you lose friends, family members, or associates, whether you're being persecuted or ostracized, whether you're being shunned, ignored, or disliked in this life, you must be willing to follow Jesus Christ at all costs. We're told in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How many know what Paul was talking about? Praise our God. Those of us who follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ, we're going to face opposition in this world. We may, our enemies, the Bible said, may are even of our own household. Praise our God. But we can stand true for Almighty God. Well, we're going to face that opposition because of our beliefs.
Being persecuted is a sign of being a true and devoted believer of Almighty God. We are asked a question in Romans the 8th chapter, verse 8. And that question says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You see, we ought to be able to answer that question with a resounding, nothing shall separate me. Regardless of what I'm facing right now, as I'm going through this life, nothing shall separate me. Nothing shall come between me and the love of God. His love will endure through anything that you and I are going through right now. Once we have given our lives over to Christ Jesus, we must be all in for Almighty God. We cannot try to straddle the fence with one foot in the world and one in the church. When we fail to live holy lives for the Lord in this present world, by claiming to be God's people, the Bible tells us in Romans 2 that we are guilty of blasphemy. Oh, look at what it says there. Turn with me for a moment to Romans, the 2nd chapter and verse 24. And look at what it says there. Praise our God for his word that's left on record. Oh, saints of God. This is a way for us to be able to live for God. When we get into the word of God, we began to eat it up. We began to sup on God's word, as David said, to hide it away in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Then we'll know how to live for God in this present world. Look at what it says there in Romans 2, verse 24. It said, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are sinners. He said, through us, through you, as it is written. You see, by those who falsely profess that they are children of God while continuing to live in sin, you destroy the credibility of God. You destroy the credibility of God's great plan of salvation. When you say, I can't live free from sin, or I can't help it that I'm out here sinning in the world, you are destroying the credibility. You're not destroying the word, because the Bible says that God's word is forever settled in heaven. But what you're doing, you are bringing a reproach upon Almighty God, because the Bible tells us that he that liveth, we are to live godly in this present world. We are to live righteously and soberly, and we are to live without sin. And it also tells us in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, these words. He said, whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. And if you say that I'm a child of God, but I'm just a sinning Christian, that I can't help from sinning, you are basically saying that God's word is not true, and you're destroying the credibility of what God has said to the lost in this world. Anytime that we as believers live in a manner that is inconsistent with what we claim to be, that's what Paul was saying there in verse 24 of Romans 2. And he said there, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. When we claim as believers that we're living in a manner that's inconsistent with what we claim to be, we are guilty of blaspheming the name of the Lord. We have taken his name in vain. We have testified before the world that we are a child of God, and then we don't live like that. Now we're testifying to the world that God is not worthy of our love, and not worthy of our steadfast, not worthy of our devotion to him, that God is not able to keep us. And sister just had us sing the song in our service this morning. Jesus never fails. Mm-hmm. Oh, he doesn't fail us, but we will fail him if we don't stay steadfast in our walk with him. He said that this song that sister had us sing this morning, she said, earthly friends may prove untrue, doubts and fears assail. One still loves and cares for you, one who will not fail. Have you found that to be so? Though the sky be dark and drear, fierce and strong the gale, just remember he is near and he will not fail. I found that to be so. In life's dark and bitter hour, oh, saints of God, all of us have gone through something. Oh, when you sit down and began to talk with your brothers and sisters, when you fellowship with them, you began to see some have gone through more things than what you've gone through, and they've made it through. Oh, and then God has brought them through, and they're still living for Almighty God. He said, in life's dark and bitter hour, love will still prevail. Trust his everlasting power. Jesus will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus cannot fail. Jesus cannot fail us. Amen. Oh, I found that to be so. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, because of our actions, we're not living right. The world is turned away from God and not to him as God intended for them. You see, saints of God, this is still happening today. The Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun. I hear it all the time. People are professing to be saved. Many are walking around cursing and swearing and partying, living unholy lives in front of unbelievers and yet claiming that they are a child of God. I had someone say to me that each person's belief is between them and God. And yes, it is. But does it meet the Bible standard that God has ordained? In Ephesians 4, verse 4, look at these words and what Paul says to us in this scripture. He says there in verse 4, there is one body and one spirit. See, we can't go out there and make up our way of salvation.
That's right. That's
he said, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, went on to let us know, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, look at all these different religions. That's why the Bible said God knew. He do look down through the corridors of time. Sister explained it to us downstairs. He knew what mankind was going to do. God said he made man upright, but they've sought out many inventions. God knew down through the court man was going to say. So God put his word together to let us know that there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord and one faith, one baptism, meaning it all has to you. You can't come to God any old way. Everyone has to come the same way, making a confession of your sins, being born again and living unto Almighty God. He said, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise our God. Praise our God. This is what brother was talking about on Wednesday night when he talked about unity and oneness and togetherness. Because see, Paul, in verse 3 of that same scripture reading, he said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. When you endeavor to do something, you do all that you can possibly do to make sure you keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's individual, saints of God. That's for each of us individual. We've got to endeavor to do all we can. You know, I can preach the word of God, but I can't live it for you. I can't live for your life for you, I should say. But I've got to live according to the word of God. I've got to live what I'm preaching up here in the pulpit. And you've got to live. Remember, you are the Bible that you are reading. If you're saying to the world, I can't live right, I can't do this, then the world is looking at you and trying to figure it out. Well, then what does the word say? What is the Bible saying? All the world, don't be fooled by it, saints of God. You see, the devil has those that are out there. They know the word of God. They'll tell you if you're not living right. They'll tell you when you sin, I thought you were a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My. You see, there is only one way into the kingdom of God, and that is through faith and belief in Jesus Christ. If you are not living according to what the Bible standard of holy living is, which God is the one that sets that standard, then eternal life will not be yours. My. You see, the world will have us chasing after dreams, after prosperity, and after blessings, but salvation is more than these. Salvation is deliverance from sin, deliverance from the old lifestyle that had us separated from Almighty God. We are saved from both the power and penalty of sin. Who does the saving? Only God can remove sin and deliver us from sin's penalty. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. And look at what it says there in 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. It says these words. It said, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. Praise our God. You think about it. When you say you're saved, God has, so you're saying God saved me. And he called us with a holy calling. He didn't call us with an unrighteous calling.
But that calling is holy, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. See, God is the one that sets the standard, and we follow what God has set. He said, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And then in Titus 3, verse 5, it says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You see, prior to any of us being saved, our lives were messed up. Our lives were sin-filled. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1, we've read it many times before, that we were dead in trespasses and sin. We were obeying the devil. We were following the ways of the world. We were living only to satisfy our sinful desires. By nature, we were dead, and by nature, we deserved to die. Nothing we could have done or said would have saved us. We were hopeless without God's Spirit. This is why Jesus in John the third chapter told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. Salvation takes the corrupt human nature and it undergoes an essential and miraculous transformation by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We cease to be spiritually dead and we are made alive in Christ Jesus by the washing of regeneration, meaning we're being born again. We are now the sons of God. Praise our God. This renewal work is of the Holy Spirit, and it is described as cleansing and purifying. This is what the prophet Ezekiel was speaking about in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. This is what God's great plan of salvation is all about. Praise our God. Look at what he says there in verse 25. He says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Praise our God. A new heart also will I give you. You see, when God cleansed us, when he saved us, he gave us a new heart. He didn't keep that old stony heart in us, but he gave us a new heart and a new spirit. You know, and the new spirit that God gave us is a new spirit that is after righteousness and true holiness, a new spirit that's living for Almighty God. He said, a new spirit will I put within you. Thank God for that. And I will take away the stony heart. Thank God he took away the stony heart. He didn't leave it in there and say for you just to adjust around it. No, God gave us a new heart, a new spirit. He said, out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. Think about that. He will put his spirit. He has put, when we are saved, and we say we are living for God, and we now have been born again, God has put his spirit within us. And what will the spirit of God do? It will cause us to walk in God's statutes. He said, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? You're not the old man you used to be or the old woman that you used to be, but you are living according to the word of God. Why? Because you have a new heart. You now have a new spirit. Your old heart didn't care about others. Your old heart didn't love mankind. Oh, I know mine didn't. But now that I have a new heart, I have a changed heart. Oh, I love mankind. I love living this life for Almighty God. I want folks to know that I am a child of God. I'm not ducking and diving around because I want folks to know that I love the Lord with all my heart and with all my mind and with all my soul. That's what I want the world to know. I don't want to bring a reproach on the church of God. I don't want to be a reproach on the name of Almighty God. I don't want to blaspheme the name of God because of how I'm living if I'm not living according to the word of God. But I want to live accordingly to what God has said in his word. Amen. Oh, let us search our hearts, saints. Let us search our lives and make sure that we are not blaspheming the name of God. You see, blasphemy is serious. It dishonors God. It shows lack of reverence to his holy name. It tells the world that a holy God cannot keep us from sinning or living an unrighteous life. Oh, but God is able. It's very dangerous to keep living beneath the way of holiness and claiming that you are saved. Jesus said so in Mark, the third chapter. Look at what he said there. Praise our God. I know many will get into this and they'll say, well, Sister Renee, what is blasphemy? What is it? You're dishonoring God when you blaspheme. You dishonor God. Jesus said in Mark 3, verse 28, he said, verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, that's serious, has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. You think about that. And people say, well, how do you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost? I ask you to go over and read Acts, the fifth chapter. Oh, over in that scripture reading, I know you Bible students know it well, about Ananias and Sapphira and how they had sold a piece of property and land, and the piece of property and land was theirs. But they came together, a husband and wife, and said when they were going to stand before Peter that they were going to lie and say, we sold it for so much, when they sold it for something else. And look at what he said. We're going to just touch a little bit on this. You can read the rest in your leisure, because I know due to time. He says there in that scripture, he said, but a certain man named Ananias with the Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the prize. See, saints of God, this is where you got to be careful. Don't turn around and say, you know, you're getting ready to get a big inheritance. I know it's coming. And I'm going to turn around and give God this much money. Then when that inheritance comes, you start pinching back on God and saying, well, no, Lord, I'm not going to give you this. And no, Lord, I'm not going to do that. No. And then you get in and tell somebody, well, you know, I didn't get this, but I got that. I'm going to give this to God. Oh, be careful. Be careful when you make a vow before Almighty God. You got to keep it. Just so you know, if you know something's coming, just say, Lord, whatever you would have me to give, at that time you show me and I'll give. Amen? Because God will show you what you need to do. He said, and kept back part of the prize. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, they were speaking to Peter. Oh, but Peter represented the Holy Spirit of God. He said, and to keep back part of the prize of the land, whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. My, my, my. Oh, it's serious. It's serious. Many are doing that today. He said, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And look at what it says, and it was about the space of 3 hours. Oh, my, my, my. See, Sapphira had time to change her story. But see, when the devil gets in the mix, the devil can convince you, you don't need to change. Go right on ahead with it. And it was about the space of 3 hours. I'm in verse 7. When his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt, listen to these words, the Spirit of the Lord. See, we don't want to tempt God in any way. Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry you out. My, 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 it's serious. Blasphemy is serious. It's a serious thing to claim you're a child of God and not live holy lives for the Lord. Got to be careful.
to reflect God's holiness and never misrepresent the glory, never misrepresent the authority and character of Almighty God. When God saved us, he brought us out of the worldliness. We cannot keep hanging around out with those who do not love the Lord.
Amen.
See, when you're trying to hang around with those who do not love the Lord, then you're going to turn on Almighty God. Yes, we are to rescue the perishing. However, we are not to allow them to drag us back into our old sinful lifestyle. Romans 14, verse 16 says these words. Let not your evil, your good, be evil spoken of. Let me read that over again since I messed it up there. Praise our God. Romans 14, verse 16. He said, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. You see, salvation requires a change of heart, requires a change of mind and a willingness to surrender everything to God. When we keep falling into the same sins, it means that we fail to believe that holiness is really a requirement from God. The devil has put in our minds that God knows that I can't help it. We learned on last Lord's Day that our God is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with joy. You see, true salvation is deliverance from the old life of sin. It includes a process of growth of the entire body, spirit, mind, and soul, whereby we are transformed into the image and likeness of God. Salvation comes by faith through grace. Saving faith involves more than just belief. Faith must be active and living and manifested in our lives, saints of God, whereby we do God's will and not our own will. Praise our God. You see, faith without a changed life is dead. God's plan of salvation is the only way to eternal life. In verse 25 of Luke 13, turn right back there with me for a moment. Jesus went on to say these words. Remember we read in verse 24 where he says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. He said, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. But verse 25 goes on to say, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Oh, what sad words to hear. All you think about is saints of God. There are many right now in our world today that they're claiming they're children of God. And look at what he says there. He said, when the master, and the master is Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ himself shuts that door, people are going to be standing on the outside. They're going to be looking, they're going to be trying to knock on the door. Lord, Lord, open unto us. They're going to realize at that time that their grace and the mercy of Almighty God has ran out on them. He said, then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. There are a lot of people that are saying a lot of good things, a lot of people that are doing a lot of good things, but they are false professions unto Almighty God. He went on to say here, he said, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Oh, look at these words in verse 28. He said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. You think about that. All those you're going to see, and you can't make it in. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. What a sad thought. What a sad thought. People are going to realize in the end that they've come short of the glory of God and they're not going to be able to make it in. But let us receive all that God has for us, that we will know for sure that we're going to make it in. Amen. Praise our God. During my travels from Sister Maria's home, I often encounter long waits in traffic. Lately, I have been plugging my cell phone in and listening to messages on YouTube. You may say, well, Sister Renee, why are you doing it? I just want to see what's being taught. because I can't believe that there's so many people. These churches are packing people in, and people are not living according to the word of God. And we encounter them saints on a daily basis. The other day, I listened to a message from a pastor that asked a question, is the devil duping you? Is the devil fooling you? Is the devil deceiving you and swindling and tricking you into believing a lie? You see, saints, the devil has two goals. The first is to keep souls from coming to Christ Jesus. And the second one is to turn those of us who are saved away from God. And he is doing everything he possibly can to achieve these goals. Just look around at the folks who say they don't need God. They don't believe in God. Who question who God is. The Bible says in Psalms 14 verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Did you notice what the psalmist penned? The fool has said. The word fool here does not mean that one is unintelligent, but rather the meaning of fool in this text is the person is sinful. It's a sinful people that do not believe in God. And because they don't, they are fools. You see, it is foolish to live as if God does not exist. When you talk with people about salvation, many will say that they do not want to be accountable to a divine being. Their rejection is due to a desire to live as a free moral agent and not to be held to the moral constraints that God requires in his word. However, the Bible tells us in Romans 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. You think about it, saints of God. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. People think that they're getting away with how they are living right now, but not so. Because the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see all the hand of Almighty God. Just look around at the world. Look around at all the things that are being done, being understood by the things that are made. You think about how the grass grows, how the lilies toil. You think about the sky, the moon, the sun. You think about how the sun comes up and the moon goes down. They don't get anything out of order. They are in sync with Almighty God. You think about how the rain comes, the snow, and the various things. All these things are clearly seen to us. They are visual to the natural eye, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. People are going to be without excuse in the end. You're not going to be able to say, well, you know, I looked over and I saw that sister over there. She said she was saved, but she wasn't living right. No, you're going to be without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. You see, people have been told about God, but they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain. What? In their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. It was darkened by the enemy of their soul. Sister mentioned downstairs, she said, you know, Satan can transform, the Bible says to us, himself into an angel of light. And that's what he's doing in the minds of people. Satan is changing people, making people believe that the things of the devil are good and the things of God are not good. God said he would not withhold any good thing from us. Praise our God. Every good and perfect gift, the Bible tells us, cometh from above. Everything that we have is good. It comes from Almighty God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between them. Are we seeing that now, thanks to God? Then he said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. Oh, we're seeing that today in our time in which we are living right now. But I say to the lost this afternoon, God has a great plan of salvation. And that plan can save your soul. And we learned it can save to the uttermost. But you will have to come to him. You're going to have to fully surrender your life to Almighty God. Remember these words in Psalms, the 7th chapter, verse 11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Don't think God is happy with you if you're living a wicked life. Ezekiel 18, verse 23 says these words, praise our God. You see, the devil will have you to believe that God is okay, your life is okay, but not so. God said he's angry with the wicked every day. And Ezekiel 18, verse 23 says, I have no pleasure. This is God speaking. He said, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord, and not that he should return from his ways and live. God don't take any pleasure in folks dying out of his will. You see, the Holy Spirit has given this to me before and will possibly give it to me again. But these passages of scriptures let us know that God is angry and that our God has taken no pleasure in a lost life. He sent his only begotten son to die so that we might live an abundant life in him. Will you come to Jesus, to the saved? How is the devil duping some of us? He's duping some so-called Christians. You see, the absolute worst advertisers for the cause of God are people who claim that they are Christians, but they're not living the life. We live in a religious age. People claim to be a Christian, a believer, a child of God, without truly being one. Scripture warns us against these types of people. He calls them wolves in sheep's clothing. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, that they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, he said, from such turn away. See, the devil has fooled so many into thinking that they can live any old way and still make it into the kingdom of God. But Jesus said in Matthew 5 that a certain level of righteousness is necessary before we can ever hope to enter heaven. Look at what he says there in verse 20 of Matthew, the 5th chapter. He said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness, he's speaking to us. He was speaking to the disciples back then, and this word was left on record for you and I today, that except, or meaning unless, your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. He says, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is saying to you and I today that if our righteousness is less than what the righteousness of the Pharisees, we're not going to make it in. We've got to far exceed what they did. We have to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. He went on to say the righteousness, he was letting us know that the righteousness of a true Christian is seated in our heart. You see, you Bible students know the Pharisees and the scribes. They were religious sects that held to strict obedience. The Pharisees did. They held to strict obedience to the law. They were obsessed with outer cleanliness and tithing and outward forms. And we're seeing that in our day and time right now. People will clean up the outside, but on the inside, they are not clean at all. The heart has not been cleansed. But God is saying to us that our righteousness must exceed, meaning we must surpass, go above and beyond their level to be allowed access into heaven. Praise our God. You see, it is possible to look good on the outside and be absolutely defiled on the inside. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? And what is God's standard for a mission into heaven? God wants absolute perfection from us in our walk with him. The only hope any of us have of everlasting life in heaven is to be as righteous and as holy as the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That is God's standard, and it applies to all of us. How are we measuring up, saints? I know that people get hung up on the word of perfection. Perfection in the Bible relates to a state of completeness and absolute wholeness in Almighty God. As children of God, we ought to imitate our Lord and reflect his perfection in our walk with him. 1 John 2, verse 6 says these words, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Praise our God. Let us ask ourselves, are we walking like Jesus? The word and saith in this scripture text refers to having a profession of faith. He said, he that saith he abideth in him. That means we're saying, oh, I'm living. Jesus abides in me. That is, we said that we are saved. And when we make the profession of faith, that we abide in him. Saints of God, we're saying a mouthful when we say that. And we're saying that you, oh, Christ, abides in me. Remember what he said in John, the 15th chapter. These words, and I believe it is in verse 5 of that scripture reading. But let's turn there just for a moment. Verse 7 it is. He said, if you abide in, verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, see, you got to abide in him, and his words have got to abide in us. Then look what he says. You see, some say, well, my prayers aren't being answered. Is Christ abiding in you? And are you abiding in him? Then he said, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, these scriptures are letting us know that we have made a declaration of salvation to Almighty God. I mean, we have announced to this old world in which we are living that we've been delivered by the grace of God from eternal damnation, that we have accepted God's perfect salvation, plan of salvation. And we have accepted God's condition of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know some of you may have heard this old saying, and some may have not. You become what you eat. Well, we become like those that we are hanging around. And I say to our new converts, when you came to Jesus for salvation, there were some immediate changes that took place in your life. You might have retained some of the old characteristics from your old life. But however, as you grow in grace and in the knowledge and mature in the Lord, there should be some more permanent changes that are now taking place. Those changes happen as you learn more about Almighty God. Those changes happen the more you come to services, the more you hear Wednesday night prayer meeting, the more you eat upon God's word, your conversation, your attractions, your attitude, all these things, which is your conduct. They become less like the old pre-salvation person and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. In the natural, you see, it's perfectly normal for a baby to act like a baby. Amen? They cry, they wet their diaper, they do all kinds of things, right? But as they begin to grow, they begin to change. They start to take on some characteristics of those that are around them. They began to act more like their older brothers and sisters and less like the little baby that they were. And so that is with God's children. When we are first saved, it is natural for us to stumble. As we take those first baby steps. But our stumbling, as Brother Brian pointed out on Wednesday night, is not willfully sinning. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, verse 26, these words. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. You see, once you receive the knowledge of truth of God's word, and you go out and you sin willfully, he said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. That's serious thing. That's a willful act. Meaning I know that it is wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sin. You've received enough knowledge about sin that we ought not to be deliberately sinning. I'm just going to do it anyway. And I'm going to trust that God's going to save me, that God will forgive me. Oh, my. Help us to live as God would desire for us to live in his word. Amen. Help us to live so that others can come to Jesus Christ. The sin is a known transgression of the law of God. Remember what Solomon said in Proverbs 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Know that you wrong your own soul when you sin. He said, all they that hate me love death. You see, when we say we are saved and sin willfully is regarded as an attitude of defiance or hatred toward Almighty God. Because God sent the remedy for our sins. And that remedy was his son, Jesus Christ. God does not take sin lightly, nor is God winking at it as the world wants you to believe. We're told in Exodus 32, verse 33, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. You see, this is how the devil is duping many souls today, those who profess to be saved. He will have us to have them to think that our Heavenly Father is lurking over and waiting for us to mess up so that we cannot go to heaven when we leave this earth. However, that's the furthest thing from the truth. God is not hovering over us. Yes, the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And I thank God his eyes are upon us. Thank God he's keeping us in his watchful eye. But look at what it says there. He said, the eyes of the Lord, praise our God, are upon the righteous, and his ear are open unto their cry. See, when we're going through something, God is right there. He's open to hear our cry. He's listening for us. He said, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. God is not pleased with those who are doing evil, as the world will have you to believe. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? When you've cried unto Almighty God, oh, God's grace is able to deliver us out of all our trouble. The Lord is high unto them, unto them that are of a broken heart, and save as such as be of a contrite spirit. My. You got to be remorseful. And people today are not that way. People are so bold and brazen in their spirit. He went on to say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Have you found that to be so? Oh, yeah, we're going to go through some things. We're going to lose. You may be our home. We're going to have a furnace go out. We've said this before. We're going to may have a flat tire or a car breakdown. We got to think about buying another one, a car hit on the freeway, or various things happening. We may go through these things, saints of God, but think about it. Many are the affliction of the righteous. We may have foot problems. We have several today that have them. Our feet may swell up on us, and we may have headaches. We may have back aches. We may have stomach aches. We may have something that happens to us. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. God is able to bring you through. Amen? God is able to bring us through. He has brought many of us through afflictions. Many have been afflicted in their body, and God has brought them through. He's able to deliver them, and they're able to testify to God's goodness. You may say, well, Sister Renee, some died, yes, but it wasn't God's will. But when it was God's will to allow them to stay on, because God already knows down the line what's going to happen. Maybe he knew that they're not able to bear any more than what they're going through. He said he would give us a way to escape. Maybe that's a way of them escaping, because he knew that they might not be able to bear it. But then God had those that are able to bear it, that God said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to deliver them out of this affliction, because I want them to testify of my goodness to what I have done for them. God is letting us know that God is with us by our side. Brother was saying in his prayer, he said, we don't have to fear God as we used to fear God. No, we're told in 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve him in. We've got to fear God and serve him in truth with all our heart. Why? He said, for we have to consider how great things God has done for us. Have you considered what God has done for you lately? How God has blessed you. How God is looking out for you. You might think, well, in this world today, you'll hear folks say, you know, my homies are looking out for you. No, God is looking out for you. God is looking out for our children. God is watching over them while they're in school, saints of God. God is protecting them, protecting their ears, protecting their eyes. Thank God. We serve a Heavenly Father who loves us that much. I remember the late Sister D used to sing all the time, my Heavenly Father watches over me. Do you believe that? Praise our God. Praise our God. Now that we're saved, we don't have to be in constant fear of God, to fear that he's watching over us, that he's out to get us. That's not what God is doing. praise our God. But we realize that Jesus died for our sins. And he gave us a new heart in God. He put a new spirit within us. And now we serve God out of love, not out of terror. We live holy lives because we know the cost that was paid for our redemption. We don't want to sin against God. So we do whatever we need to do to shun the very appearance of evil. We don't think or believe because Jesus died for us that there's nothing for us to do. Believing God forgives us no matter what. And that's what the world is teaching today. Unfortunately, this is the mindset that's running with many Christians. They've forgotten the words of Jesus in John 14, verse 15, when he says, "As you love me, keep my commandments." Well, we have a responsibility to keep God's commandments. And also in John 15, 10, he says these words, "Praise our God." My. He said, "Likewise, I say unto you," he said, "there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Do you believe that? Amen. I believe it. When people come to God, God finds joy in that. He found joy in saving you and I. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for it. His commandments to live in a holy life unto him. As time passes on, all of us must be maturing in our walk with God. We got to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him while we're living in this world. We've got to want God's word, want God to be in our lives, saints of God. Want God to feed us. You know, Jesus said, we're going to come to a close here because I know this. There's a part six to this already. The Lord has already showed me.
All right.
But you think about this. In John, the sixth chapter, praise our God. When we are hungering for the things of God, there's something more in the life that we have now. Praise our God. Now that we have Jesus, we know that he tells us in the word of God, he is the bread of life. Look at what he says there in John, the sixth chapter, and we'll close out with this, saints, and we'll come back. We know we have a big week ahead of us, and we'll be in the word of God and join the word of God all week long, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank the Lord. I trust in the Lord because our brothers have been studying. But look at what he says there in verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. Praise our God. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." People are walking around spiritually hungry. You don't have to be. You don't have to be. Because Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Do we believe the word of God? He said, "But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Oh, if you come to Jesus, he's not going to cast you out. If you hunger, you will be fed the spiritual food that you need in order for you to be able to live this life in this present world. How many have found that to be so?
Yes, indeed.
The more you hunger after God, the more you get into his word and you eat, the more you are fed and the more you can stand in these evil days. The more that you have your armor on, you're able to stand for Almighty God because you know that you have everything. You have all the armor that God requires for you to have on. And you know that Jesus is the bread of life. That when you eat his word and you come to him and you love him as we're supposed to, that God is able to bring us through any situation that presents itself to us. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. 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 Thank God for his eternal word. Amen. God's great plan of salvation. Everything, as Pastor said, God supplies everything that we're going to need. He won't command us to do something that he has not equipped us to do, but he will be our supply. And she started out saying that we're granted forgiveness and cleansing, justification, adoption, amen, eternal life, his love, He gave us Jesus, who's the bread of life. And we know that he will sustain us. He give us power to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. We just thank God for his goodness and all that he has given us. And so there's no one who needs to fear that or say, well, I hear about God's great plan of salvation, but I'm afraid to step out because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Well, you know, in your own strength, if you think, I don't know if I will be able, already that's the wrong pronoun to be using.
Amen.
Should be he, because God will supply, God will make it possible for you to live for him. Amen. But if you go into it thinking that it's all on you, well, then you haven't gotten what you needed when you got saved in the first place.
Amen.
Need to go back. Start again. Begin again. Ye must be born again. Amen. God's great plan of salvation. Amen. Shall we stand? Number 491 in the worship of the Lord. Amen. More about Jesus, what I know. Amen. More of his saving fullness, more of his love who died. Number 491 in the worship of the Lord.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to longer show, more of his faithfulness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus,
about it, all of the Word of God, Old Testament and New Testament, point to Jesus.
Amen.
We think about what God set up with the Israelites mm-hmm. as types because they all pointed toward Jesus, the fulfillment of the prophecy. So whatever part of the Bible we're reading, we're reading about Jesus. It says the first verse, and more of his grace to others show, because we're told Pastor gave us, Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith. This great plan of salvation is by God's grace. More of his saving fullness, see. So there's no such thing as being half saved or partially saved. Mm-hmm. His saving fullness, he wants to save us to the uttermost. He's able to save us to the uttermost. So the second verse, more about Jesus, let me learn. So that means we've got to read, we've got to study his word. More of his holy will discern. How will we ever know his will if we don't consider his word? Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God, my teacher be. We're told the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher, showing the things of Christ to me. But we have to open our eyes and open our hearts to receive them. Mm-hmm. We can't sit like a lump with our eyes closed.
Right.
And say, well, I got saved and so I'm done now. Mm-hmm. Because there's no growth there. Mm-hmm. And how will we ever perfect this walk? How will we ever measure to the stature of the fullness of Christ if we don't know what that is? More about Jesus. That verse, third verse about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord. Mm-hmm. That's a oneness with Christ. Yeah. So Lord wants us to, Jesus wants us to abide in him. Mm-hmm. That communion is a oneness. Hearing his voice in every line. It says, making each faithful saying mine. That's obedience to his word. So we have a responsibility. As Pastor said, we have to live what we profess to be. We have to, but it's the word, we have to walk the talk. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of people who are, they're filled with a whole lot of talk. But what they're living, the way that they're walking, belies what their words are saying. My, my, my. We have to make the word of God what we walk in, what we live by, what we stand in. The light of his word must be how we walk. So much so that we then become a light to those who sit in darkness.
Amen. Yeah.
That's why we need to know more about Jesus. And we don't ever reach the place where we say, okay, I know enough. I'm finished. There's no accomplishment. We're done. No graduation.
Amen.
In the knowledge of the Lord. But we keep growing. We keep growing. And if we need an example, then look at Sister Holmes.
Okay.
And consider what Sister Holmes says each Wednesday, each Sunday, whether she's here in the building or if she's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's thankful for the word.
Yeah.
She's thankful to receive the word. Mm-hmm. She thanks Pastor Jenkins for calling her on Wednesday night so she can be a part of the Bible study. She says there are things that are preached or things that are taught that she has heard before, but it never gets old because it's always feeding her soul. And she says, I've heard this before. That lets us know that she has been walking in the light for a long time. She doesn't say that to say, I've heard it before and I've had enough. No, she says that to say, I've heard it before and I've been walking, I've been believing it and walking in it, and I'm going to continue on.
Amen.
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 Amen. But she will, every time there's an opportunity to hear the word. So if someone needs a physical example of someone, then look to our dear sister. Amen. Amen. Who's walking in that beautiful light. Amen. And wants to know more about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That fourth verse, more about Jesus on his throne, because he's reigning. And his throne should be our heart. Should be reigning in our heart. Riches and glory, all his own. More of his kingdom's sure increase. More of his coming, Prince of Peace. He came once in the flesh to die for sin, but he's coming again. Are we ready? More of his coming, Prince of Peace. Amen. We have to be ready.
we've got to be ready. Old and young, we've got to be ready because he is coming again. Amen. Coming as a king to receive his church. Amen. He's not coming to be crucified again. He's not coming to be a baby in the manger again.
Yes.
He wrought this great plan of salvation through his blood, shedding of his blood. So now it's up to us to receive it, believe it, and receive it. But if we don't, that's a consequence. And if we've been saved, if we've received the new birth, if we've received regeneration, then we have to hold on to it because it is precious.
Yeah,
amen. Is there one with a need? Before we sing this last verse, is there one with a need?
Amen.
Oh, one who says, help.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 I always need the Lord. Always,
amen.
I always have a need.
Amen.
Even if I say, Lord, I don't know what will be in tomorrow, but Lord, you do. So I need you, Lord, to help me to make it through.
Amen.
If we don't have, if we don't have any other need, we need the Lord to take us home today.
Amen.
Because
amen.
We won't make it.
Amen.
Unless he does.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. And we saw the uplifted hands.
See that left.
More about Jesus on his throne, riches than glory on his own. More of his kingdom sure increase. More of his coming rest. Of peace, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his faithfulness, see, more of his love, who died for me.
Amen.
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 Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Amen. 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 Do you have to leave now, brother? Can you stay until the end? Do you have to leave now? Yep. Amen. Yes. We'd love to greet you. Yeah. You don't have to leave at this moment. Thank the Lord. Thank God for you. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have heard, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you wrought this great plan of salvation, Lord, that we need not be lost. Lord, you brought this great plan of salvation, Lord, that through grace and through faith, Lord, we can be your children, dear God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear Father, because we know, Lord, Pastor Preacher, angry with the wicked every day, dear God. And we know, Lord, that the wicked shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to be your children. Lord, we don't want you, Lord, to be angry with us, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to receive, Lord, and to treasure, dear God, this precious plan of salvation, dear God, which you have wrought. Lord, if there are any, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts this day, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would draw them, Lord, with cords of love, dear Father. Lord, that they may truly know, Lord, salvation, that they may know redemption, that they may know this great
peace, dear God, that can only be achieved, can only be received, Lord, through you, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each soul that's here this day, dear God. Father, remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would supply, dear God, the needs of each yearning heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're even thinking, Lord, of requests that were made back during that season of prayer, dear God. Lord, we think, Lord, of Mr. Dalton, dear God. He said he wants his faith to be strengthened, dear Father. Lord, we're praying for him, dear God. Father, we are mindful, dear God, of that request, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that request was made, Lord, in earnestness of heart, dear Father. And Lord, we're praying, Lord, for him, dear God, right now, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to give him faith, dear God. Lord, you're able, Lord, to strengthen his faith, dear God, even, Lord, that he will just surrender, dear God, all of his will to yours, dear God, and believe in his heart, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to save his very soul, knowing, dear God, that Jesus died for his sins. Father, we thank you for him, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, that he's staying, dear God, through, Lord, the season of prayer, dear God. We appreciate that, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for that woman heart, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would be with him, dear God. Help him, dear Father, in his life, dear Father. Keep drawing him, dear Father. We're thankful, Lord, that he is here, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would guide him, dear Father. Lord, even, dear God, even as you guided us, dear God, Lord, when we were seeking you, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, bless him, dear God. Remember his child, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God, Lord, to seek your face indeed, dear God, that he would know, dear God, what your will is for his life, dear Father, how to be a good father to his child, dear God, Lord, by following your, Lord, your direction. Father, you saw each of our upraised hands, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to strengthen us. We know, Lord, that you're able to supply us, dear God, with what we need, Lord, even later today, Lord, and definitely, Lord, on tomorrow, Lord, if you allow us to see it. We thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word this day, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings, dear Father. Lord, even as we receive your word, we thank you, Lord, for blessing Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to be able to stand and deliver the word. We know, Lord, that her left foot was swollen, dear Father. But, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for answering our prayers on her behalf, that she could preach your word, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that we know that even the apostles, Lord, what Jesus told his disciples when they were asleep, that the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. Lord, we understand now, dear God, through your spirit, dear God, that even though our flesh may be weak, Lord, we can be strengthened through your spirit, dear God. Lord, we can crucify the flesh, dear God. We cannot give in even to the weakness and afflictions of the flesh, knowing, Lord, that your spirit is able to empower us and lift us up, dear God. Lord, and Lord, allow us, Lord, to complete the task that you give to us, dear God. Lord, even if after, Lord, the task is completed, Lord, even if there's aching later on, dear God, Lord, you will empower and equip us, Lord, to do, Lord, that which you call for us to do. And so, Lord, that's where our faith, dear God, is strengthened in thee. Lord, that's where we get a testimony, dear God, of how you bring us through, dear Father. And Lord, how that testimony, Lord, can be a help to someone else. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory this day, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to be with us. Bless us. Help us, Lord, to walk, Lord, in your word, dear God. Walk in the light of your word, Lord, as it shines on our pathway. Praise and truly, God, Lord, amen. We'll give you glory and all praise shall be thine. Amen. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
You may be seated. If someone would want to have a word, amen. Thank you. Thank you for staying. Yes, Brother Jack.
So I felt that we should cancel the Bible study. Tried all kind of hours, and this morning when I woke up,
God be done. Well, God be done. I am very disappointed because I was looking forward. I was looking forward to the study, I was very much looking forward to the study. But how the Lord would direct. Brother Marie still ready? Brother Marie still ready? Brother Marie says he's still ready.
You want to come and support him? We know
we know what you're dealing with.
Right.
We can come and support him.
And God will give you something.
Yeah. And in the midst of that, the Lord may work with you in the midst of that. Doesn't necessarily mean you're standing before, but the Lord will give you input. I believe that in my heart. And everyone. Absolutely, brother. Let us be
hold
like Aaron and her, or and hold up your arm.
We understand.
We're supporting one another. We're holding up one another, and it's all right. We'll be here with.
Amen.
And God will be here.
Yes,
so we have faith in God and in you.
We have faith.
we believe God is able. And the Lord, you may go home. We've been praying. You may go home tonight and the Lord just start pouring it out.
Amen.
It can happen. It may get to be midweek when it would be time to,
for you,
between Brother Reese and yourself, and the Lord may have given you something by giving you what he wants you to have by then. There have been times, and I know Sister Jenkins, I'm just trying to encourage you. But also understand, when I said I'm disappointed, I was just excited about it. I was not in any way
disappointed with you.
We know what you're going through.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I know there have been times when Pastor Jenkins has worked on messages for a whole week. She has her notes typed out and so on. And the Lord has awakened her early Sunday morning. And they told her that what she had been working on all week was not what he wanted her to bring that day. And she has stayed up and studied and preached a message that God gave her from early in the morning, Sunday morning, until it was time to get ready to come to service. And you can never tell, because it was God working through her. So we're trusting God, and I'm persuaded it's gonna be all right.
Not let I get in the way.
Yeah.
Not let I get
Brother, God's going to bring you through with us.
We're in it together.
And be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest. And keep your eyes upon the goal.
Amen. Amen. Your eyes are on the goal, brother.
All right.
Amen. Bless God.
We're going to hold you up. We're holding you. Yeah.
Hold you up.
Amen.
All that time, if I think you've got to use my trash. But if I want to see if I would give you a
world. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to trust he's going to do the same.
That's right. Amen.
We're in it together, brother.
Amen. Brother Byron will be away, and I'm reading and studying and wait to hear from the Lord for the message for food pantry. I know Brother Byron, there was one, it was Wednesday night, I think, and we were Bible study, and he said, "Do you remember me in prayer? I'm still waiting to get," and it was going into the food pantry that Saturday. He said, "I'm waiting to get the mind of the Lord on a message to bring on Saturday for the food pantry.
Readiness of mind."
Yes. But readiness of mind. Amen.
And he has been so on fire in Sunday school. He'd be talking. He said, "I just care how it waits, you know, students have." I don't want to go into that because that's his, Now, don't let Satan get in there, stuff there. It's the Lord. He'll open up the door.
Yes, he will.
And remember Brother Jackson also, Brother Brian, my room is getting ready to say that. Remember I woke up last Sunday morning sick.
Yes.
And Brother had to come. Yes. All of us were sick. You, Brother.
Yes, y'all had rams in the bush all over. You and Brother Byron carried off.
You were like, I checked Brother. Brother said, "Got to make a way."
Mm-hmm.
And brought a beautiful message. God's chosen.
Amen.
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 He will.
He will.
We're going to hold you up, Brother. We know in all respect that your family is dealing with the death, and we will hold you up in prayer on that. We understand.
Yeah,
we will be in prayer.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Bless God.
Amen.
We're the body of Christ and members one of another.
Amen.
That's the way it is. Amen.
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 Yes, he will.
Amen. He'll make a way. Amen. Lord bless you. Lord bless you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
Amen. Sunday, May 21st, 2023. First of all, a very pretty card that says, "Thank you." In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. To the saints, every perfect gift is from above. James 1:17. Praise God for Mother's Day gifts.
Amen.
Sister Vivian A. Holmes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Sister Millicent.
Sister Millicent, thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. The meditation is found in 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved,
Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Always pray one for another during the week. And we'll be making lifting up Brother Jackson and his family, especially in prayer. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. I'll read the next announcement first. Lord willing, the spring 2023 Bible study is here. It's scheduled to begin tomorrow, May 22nd through the 26th, 2023. Our Bible study will be held at the church from 6 p.m. until 8:30 nightly. The theme is Drawing Closer to God. Please bring your folders and pray for Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, our facilitators. And because of the Bible study, the announcement about intercessory prayer will still be Tuesday beginning at 10:30. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. But we will not meet, Pastor Jacob said, we will not meet here at 10:30. We'll be agreed in prayer in our homes at 10:30. That way, those who come will drive over and then drive home and then drive back again. And the brothers can study. Brothers can read and prepare their minds and hearts. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we want to be clear on that. The intercessory prayer will be in our homes. At 10:30, just be agreed in prayer at our homes. Amen. The November turkey giveaway. Canister is always open to receive funds. Food pantry this Saturday. Food pantry service this Saturday, May the 27th, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Please pray for this work. And Sister Patricia Blake, who will deliver the message of God. Yes, please pray. Fourth Sunday fellowship dinner, next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at, well, there won't be one because we'll be here for Bible study. Amen. Our thought for today. Only Jesus, and for, there won't be the Bible study, but there are those, some of those who are on the phone will see about calling. I know Sister Millicent will set up Zoom for those who are Zooming. For those who are listening by phone, like Sister Holmes, you'll get the call, Lord's will, on, tomorrow, amen, for Bible study. Others who are on the phone. Our thought for today, only Jesus can turn a mess to a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, a victim into a victory. Trust in him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Amen. Amen. This time, are there any other announcements or anything that we should be aware of? All right. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Lauren Saint, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Comfort him, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Dear God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Please comfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Dear God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.